Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, Kelly, I'm super curious. Before we jump into our show today, because we actually have a really cool thing that's happening today, because we're having someone back for another interview. Before we get there, I want to ask you, what are you most excited about this week? Do you have anything exciting going on family-wise or business-wise? Because you have this very interesting life. I mean, it's why we became best friends. So what's going on in your world this week?
I love that you ask me that. You know, it's interesting on the earth plane, right?
Oh, good. Thanks for differentiating, because right. Sometimes you lose me.
Yeah, I know. I totally do. You know, it's just I'm watching. I have two kids. I have my son is 16 and is this beautiful soul in the world, and he has a girlfriend, and he's taking his driver's test next week. Everyone just get off the roads, because James is in full flow. Like, you never know. Thank goodness I drive a little Kia Soul, so, you know, he can't do too much damage out there. He's still kind of having issues with stop signs, and that's kind of an issue for me. I think they're kind of a powerful sign that we need to honor. And then my daughter is playing softball and doing all of these fantastic teenage girl things, and she just got her ears pierced, and it's just like all of that stuff on, like, the earth plane. We just, thank you for asking. I'm going to do a little shameless plug. The new edition of Edge is out, and I'm super excited about it. So I'm really, we went up 4 pages. We're a full glossy magazine now, which shows like we're like a big kid. And so there's just that going on. And then in the other realms of just, through the show and through our platform, I'm doing a lot of private sessions with a lot of people, and that's an honor that people trust me with their time and their energy and their effort, and that's like an honor that I get to work with people on a one-on-one basis. And then I'm doing an event on Sunday up in St. Cloud, and that's kind of a spontaneous thing to do as well. So it's interesting that this show and the Edge and everything we're doing, it's just I don't know what day of the week it is. It just, everything just kind of flows and like that, and it's finding time to pause is really my biggest thing right now. What's up in your world?
We'll get to me on another
okay
show.
Okay,
but you know, in I'll just say quickly, because I don't think we do enough of this, and I just have to tell everyone, you know, Kelly is exceptionally busy. Absolutely, that is true. But I don't want people to think that you're completely not accessible. So I just want to drop in here that, you know, if you have any interest at all, like, go to theedgemagazine.net. There is a contact form there. Reach out. You know, she has an amazing team around her, and she is absolutely extraordinary. She has changed my life for the better in 1,000 different ways. So I just want to just give that shout out for you, Kelly, because you do such an amazing job on this show. And, you know, reach out to her and just be very clear in the subject line, like, I want to meet Kelly, or is there any way to connect with Kelly? And, you know, speaking of light, and I love how much.
Way to tee that one in. Nice.
I love how the magazine, the new Edge magazine, is just like bursting with light. And we're really excited to have back on our show Tom Palladino. And so welcome back, Tom. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, Tom. Kelly, Brian. Hello.
Hey, welcome to our show, Tom. Tom Palladino is one of these interviews, shows that we've done that stuck with us. You know, we had this really interesting conversation. There was a lot that we talked about that was, I would say, a really necessary balance of, holy moly, I can't believe what I just heard, and wow, I want to learn more. It was a really interesting balance, and I think Tom does an excellent job of inviting people into that kind of thought process. His website is scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. I really, really invite everyone to just go to the website. He's been very, very generous to offer a 15-day free gift. It's literally the first thing you're going to see when you go to the website. So, Kelly, anything you want to share about Tom before we give him the stage?
You know what, you guys, you need to know Tom, and you need to know about Scalar Light Energy. And he is a researcher based out of Florida. And it is, well, Tom, here's the floor. I could give you the little bio, but I think you're going to say it so much better and beautifully than I can. So, Tom, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite once again to come back and speak. We're going to speak today about energy, scalar energy. This is the friendly, natural energy of the sun and the stars. I do not work with electricity. I work with scalar energy instruments. These are scalar energy, scalar light instruments behind me.
And you're in your lab, right?
Yes, I'm in my laboratory right now. And what we're going to speak about today is quantum health or informational health. It's not biological health. And to that point, I work with people with these instruments, not in person, but through their photograph. I'm going to hold up my photograph. My photograph or anybody's photograph carries a signature energy on the photograph. If I place my photograph inside the instrument will make a connection to my quantum field, not my biological field, my quantum field. So we're going to discuss this new branch of physics, scalar energy, what some people call zero-point energy, and how a scalar energy instrument can access the quantum or the aura or the spirit or the information of a person, not their biological system, their informational system.
What is the difference between the biological?
Yeah. Let me first define my term. Scalar energy is non-physical energy. It's from the sun and the stars. Electricity does involve physical matter, involves the movement of electrons or some type of a force field around electrons. So we're working with entirely non-physical energy. And I access my non-physical energy in this scalar realm through a photograph. Now, hence, this is only information, intelligence. It has nothing to do with physical matter. This is not a biological process. It's intelligence.
Okay, so lots of thought bubbles. Brian, go.
One of my favorite things about you, Tom, is that you're always you have an incredible capacity for being in service to, humans, but I think your vision is a lot bigger than that. And you have a very distinct statement that light healing is the future of healing. And, I think for a lot of people, that's a statement. Those are words that they've maybe never heard in that order together. So talk a bit about what that vision is to you and why you have so much confidence in saying it.
Sure. Why do I have that confidence? Energy, light is fundamental. When I work with light never makes a mistake. These are scalar light instruments. Light does not make a mistake. So if I work within those parameters and I let the light perform the healing without human reasoning, light will always carry out its function. Now, in no way do I want to deride the medical community. There are great men and women of medical science. What I am practicing is not medical science. It's a different science in which we access, again, the aura or the information field. All of that is done by way of light. This is not a hands-on. It's not a physical process.
So I have a question that might be pretty interesting because Kelly is obviously the co-host of our show, and she has a lot of amazing gifts and abilities. Is there anything that you can say from your side of expertise around when Kelly gets a download for some kind of messaging for someone that she's doing work with, or she's someone who will see people who have passed on to the other side and she's able to relate those messages? Is that part of that type of light that you're talking about, or can you describe maybe in a way that's palatable for a more common listener?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a great question, Brian.
Yeah, very good question. This is the energy of mysticism. This is the energy of thought or prayer. This is intuition, or this is what some people might say clairvoyance. This is an information system, or it's a perfect clairvoyance, or it's a perfect prophecy, if you will, or it's a perfect unfolding. Keep in mind, energy is fundamental, and if I'm working with this divine energy, there's no mistakes. So this energy transcends time, past, present, and future. So what am I getting at? This is consciousness. I'm working with an instrument that accesses the intelligence of the universe, or the consciousness of the universe. If that's the case, I have found, if you will, the gold mine of the universe, consciousness.
And one of the ways that you have, I think, really consciously related these topics is through the knowledge of photosynthesis within plants. And, you know, I think a lot of people at some point in their lives, whether it was, you know, middle school, high school, biology or further along in their education, can you make that analysis?
Sure. A story first. My predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, was able to grow plants in the dark with scalar energy instruments. So the plants were in a basement. He covered up the windows, but he used a scalar energy instrument to power those plants, to provide plants the necessary energy for photosynthesis. And my predecessor, a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus, grew plants in the dark by way of a scalar energy instrument. Now, that proved to me that the animating force of scalar energy is the cause of photosynthesis. Yes, the electromagnetic spectrum plays its part, but the primary energy of the universe is scalar energy, and the primary energy of photosynthesis is scalar energy, not electromagnetic energy.
So I have to ask the question that I think maybe people are asking in their minds, would there be a way to somehow film that? Because I'm just throwing it out there. If you could film that fact and do one of those speed ups and throw it on YouTube, I have to believe Joe Rogan would be calling you up and getting you on the show, and that it would have a billion views in a week.
Yeah, someday I'll do that. Someday I'll do that. And that's a good point. The drawback is this. I'm one researcher. There's nobody else besides me. And one person can only do so much. But yes, that's a great idea. And thank you. Keep the good ideas coming, Brian.
Absolutely. So, Kelly, I know we're fastly moving towards the end of our first segment here. Is there anything that you'd like to share, Tom? I know that you've got your 15-day free gift for anyone who comes to your website. Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight for people who come to your website?
You know, when you go to the website, anybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free sessions. Why do I do that? I'll prove to you that this works, or rather you prove to yourself that this works. All you need to do is send us your photograph, which is your bilocated version. Now, right now we're having a conference call by way of our computers. I see Kelly, I see Brian, we're sharing our images. Well, likewise, when you send me your photograph, I communicate with you not by way of a Zoom call or StreamYard, I communicate with you by way of your photograph. So if we can have a communication by way of our computers, this instrument can communicate by way of your photograph, and I can send you quantum healing through your photograph.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm never usually quiet or in this limiting of like words like popping in. This is so transformational Tom, like we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but how do you deal with I don't want to say naysayers, but how do you deal with the people that have such a conventional mindset that you're just blowing open people's, how they think, how they feel, how they act, how they can dial in with the earth and the universe. And I really get the frequency you're on is spot on. But it's almost like Okay. I'm not doing this justice, but I think you're getting what I'm feeling is that, I mean, anything's possible. You are like blowing open the doors of just possibility of what is out there and what we can tap into.
It's a new science.
It's a new science, right?
This is a new chapter of physics. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. This is Tom. He's magical. And his website is scalarlight.com. Again, he's offering a beautiful 15-day free Scalar Light sessions on his website that I just gave to you. I've actually gone through the 15 days, so we'll talk about that in the next segment. And you guys, this is a fun one. And Tom, I'm so glad you're back. On behalf of Kelly and Brian, Being Curious Show, we are wrapping up segment one and we're cruising into segment two. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com. Is your space aligned with your dreams? Do you feel inspired when you walk in the door? Carol Heider can help you create a space that you love, where you thrive, and where you always want to be. Using her 29 years of experience as a feng shui consultant, teacher, author, and trainer, she can help you bring forth the inspired essence of your home or office, making a place where you feel whole and safe. Learn the specific feng shui adjustments that Carol has seen as the most important, such as determining which room in your home should be your favorite, why your stove may be affecting your health, and why your office may be holding you back. Contact Carol at 612-823-5093 or carolheider.com to discuss the specifics with a personal appointment. By elevating the energy of your space, it becomes sacred and you will be forever changed. Contact Carol at Carol Heider, that's CarolHyder.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We are with Tom Palladino. This is round two of Tom being on our show. We had so much fun with him the first time. As I kind of shared in segment one, it was this really awesome balance of, you know, kind of how Kelly wrapped up segment one, where it's she's kind of even lost for words, which never happens. And one of the ways I thought, Tom, that we could kind of ground this in the most real way possible for our listeners, do you have an experience with this? I'm just going to call it technology. That might not be the right word, but do you have an experience with this technology that you feel grounds it in the ability for people to hear it and go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, that's a good point. Let me perform an experiment. Scalar energy is everywhere. It's sunlight and starlight. And as you realize, nothing can impede sunlight or starlight. Starlight will pass through the earth. It will pass through a mountain range. Now, I'm going to demonstrate in my laboratory. The instruments are on. I'm going to hold in my hand a wooden chopping board. This is a culinary board. I'm going to place that right next to the instrument. And then I'm going to take a light bulb that I hold in my hand. That's in its factory packaging. And then when I place the light bulb close to the instrument, the energy will pass through the wooden board and illuminate the light bulb.
That's awesome.
So nothing can stop this energy.
I feel so bad for people listening on the radio. Now, thank you for listening. But if you could see what we just saw, I'm going to try to explain, Tom, and please piggyback off of this. Kelly and I just witnessed Tom take a cutting board, essentially. He placed it in between his technology and a light bulb that was in its packaging. And when he placed it close to the cutting board, the light bulb within a package lit up.
It wasn't connected to anything. It wasn't plugged into anything. It was in the packaging.
This is what I'm talking about, Tom. You should hire me as your business consultant, because we'd get you on YouTube so fast. That right there, even in the most controversial way, like just for people to be like, oh, that's not possible, that was magic. No. That'll get eyes and ears, you know, to at least start opening up the doorways. And I'm being, you know, facetious, but it's really, those are the types of experiments and experiences that people go, okay, I just saw something new. I just saw something that I can't quite explain.
Well,
but that's your job,
up.
Right, Tom? You're here to explain.
Okay, this is not electricity. These are not electrical instruments. These are scalar energy instruments. They behave differently than that of electricity or magnetism. Again, I'm going to show this with a red light bulb. I'm holding this in my hand. Obviously, the light bulb is not plugged into an outlet. I place the cutting board in front of the instrument, but the light bulb will still animate. Scalar energy passes through the wooden cutting board. Okay? Now, seeing is believing. This is not an electrical instrument. So we're working with the life force energy of the universe. Starlight is everywhere. It lights up anything. This is a miniature star, and it lights up light bulbs. This is the pathway to free energy for society. We're on the road to free energy.
Wow.
Well, that's
again,
not a disruptor
those,
at all.
For those who are not watching this, Tom just held up a light bulb in his hand and held it close to his technology, and it lit up as if he had screwed it into an outlet. I'm a little bit at a loss here, but I'm going to keep going.
Well,
let me explain what that means. If I take my photograph and place it inside the instrument, it's a chakra balancing. So if this energy is so powerful it can illuminate a light bulb, then it should illuminate my mind and my seven chakras. And that's what I'm doing. This is a consciousness instrument. I can illuminate the mind with scalar energy. That's why I work with photographs.
So talk through that a little bit. I love that you did the example with the light bulb, and I'm seeing more, and I hope that our audience is seeing more how that correlates with the body, because I think even at a rudimentary level, there's an understanding that as a human being, we are energy, at least in some capacity. So what is possible through this technology when it comes to healing? Like what can happen in the physical body as a result of this type of technology?
Okay, let me demonstrate. I use photographs of microbes. This is a photograph of Staphylococcus epidermis. Now,
can you explain what that is, you know, in common talk?
Yeah, this is a photograph of a bacterium.
Okay.
It's a magnified photograph of Staphylococcus epidermis. Now, why do I use this? I use this in conjunction with my photograph. Staphylococcus epidermitis is going to download into my photograph. This microbe will download its energy into my photograph. And in so doing, this bacterium, if it's found in my quantum field, the instrument will serve to find that bacterium and destroy it. Hence, I use photographs of microbes, bacteria, viruses, fungi, to eradicate viruses, bacteria, fungi. Hence, the instrument will identify a germ, a microbe, and eradicate it by this process.
So, Tom, I just had a thought as you were walking that through. Something that I think most people can relate to at some point in their life, whether it's at the dentist office or the hospital, is, you know, getting a CAT scan, or, you know, they have, you know, really, really high-end technology now that is able to take pictures inside of the body. Now, what's happening there is pictures are being taken. In other words, the technology is able to see through the physical yes. layer into the deepest level of our physical body. And I'm wondering if you could parallel, well, if we've got those machines, why don't we just create the same machines but perform healing instead of just taking pictures? Am I on a track here?
Yes, that's brilliant. I like that. My photograph in substitute could be an X-ray. Now, an X-ray or an MRI shows what? The internal, if you will, landscape, the tendons, the ligaments, perhaps the organs of a person, not on the surface, but it shows, if you will, a 3D character. Well, likewise, my photograph is, if you will, 3D or maybe 5D. Why? It shows all of the intelligence in me. So my photograph will reveal my soul, mind, and body, whereas an MRI will only show, if you will, deep tissue. That's a good point. So this is, if you will, a consciousness X-ray. This is, if you will, a 5D X-ray of everything, soul, mind, and body.
So, you know, as in your adventure of life, being, as you said, I think in segment one, the only researcher, developer that you're aware of on planet Earth today, do you see any possibility or opportunity around having this get into the education system? Is this something that, you know, universities could develop departments on, you know, because we are in this rapid evolution in this moment in time. I mean, you look at the last 50 years of the human experience, and it's just so rapid. Even in the last 5 years, we went from people being terrified, having nothing to do with AI technology. It was something we saw in shows and movies. And now it's almost a part of everyday life. And there's almost, there's obviously some resistance, but it's not, it's literally a part of our lives now. So I'm saying that to say that there is this opportunity at this moment in time for new technologies and new areas of research to be explored. Is that something that you see as possible?
Yes to all those questions and points. Good point. I want this technology to become mainstream. I want this information to get out there. Nikola Tesla was the first person to identify and construct a scalar energy instrument. That was over 100 years ago. Quite frankly, what are we waiting for? Why doesn't the entire scientific community embrace the fact that there's two energies and that this type of energy would benefit mankind? That's the point of my research. Now, quickly, I think there's really suppression against this because this does represent free energy. If I can illuminate a light bulb, then eventually that means free energy for mankind.
I just see control and money, and those are just the two things that are above your head. It's just, and I we don't need to go down that rabbit hole because I think anybody that knows what we're talking about will connect the dots, but that's what I think your biggest challenge is going to be, because it is aha. It is beautiful. It's just something we need to tap into.
You're right. And we're getting there. And thank you for this opportunity to speak to your audience. It's one introduction at a time. And again, it's a grassroots movement, but thank you for your effort.
Oh gosh. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Well, and it's really, you know, I was actually just thinking, there was that movie that came out with Hugh Jackman years ago. It was like a magician movie. But they did this small piece of it where I believe there was a character that was slightly based on Nikola Tesla. And one of the scenes in the movie, this gentleman who's researching this magician who's like friends with this Tesla character, they go to his house and they're like walking up the property, and all of a sudden, all these light bulbs that were, I think, just planted in the earth just start illuminating. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of what you showed us here today. So I think there's something to be said that, and there's evidence of this online and recordings of what Tesla did in his experiments. This was something that he was showing people decades and decades ago. And so you're bringing it, not to be corny, but bringing it back to light. And so maybe share, as we're, you know, wrapping up segment two, what is your vision? What do you see as being possible over the next 10, 20, 30 years?
I would say that this energy is free energy and essentially inexpensive in application will change society. This free energy technology will liberate mankind. I mean, look how expensive it is to put gas in your car, to heat your homes, to power the schools, the homes, the churches. Free energy or inexpensive energy from the sun and the stars is obviously free. There's no pollution. There's no chemicals. And you can, if you will, broadcast it anywhere. This energy, I can send this energy anywhere because the infrastructure is the universe. I don't need to build an infrastructure. The infrastructure is present. It's the universe.
So you have a device in your lab. How do we duplicate it? And this is an ignorant question, but can what you have in your lab, what could that power? Could that power a town? Could it power a state? Could it power a country? Could it power the whole world?
You know, eventually I want to demonstrate how this one instrument should be able to send energy at a distance and light up a building. I'm not there yet. I'm working with a few engineers, and we're working on, if you will, an addition to the instrument to, if you will, amplify the power. And in so doing, if I can do that, and if I can demonstrate that I can illuminate a building at a distance, that's the beginning of free energy for mankind. So what I can do in my lab presently now, I want to be able to do at a distance of 1,000 miles. Once I do that, it's a new world. We're going to end the energy crisis. But give me some time, and God has to give me the wisdom.
Wow. I'm just imagining, you know, getting – well, I want to ask a question. I'm going to save it for our third segment. But I'm just imagining the opportunity is really in the quality of the experiment and the language around presenting it.
Yes.
That I think takes this to a whole other level. So I really invite everyone who's listening today, go to Tom's website. Again, that's scalarlight.com. And he experience the free gift that he has there, the 15 days. There's also, there's so much information there. I mean, really dialed in, what scalar energy, different programs, you have a store, you've got articles. You're really expressing, I think, in accessible information, how people can move towards this absolutely extraordinary possibility. So as we wrap up segment two, we just want to acknowledge you, Tom. You're doing extraordinary work. We'll be back. This is the Being Curious Show. We're with Tom Palladino. I'm Brian. That's Kelly. See you soon.
Attention, curious practitioners in the realm of transformative experiences, holistic wellness, intuitive guidance, and metaphysical arts. Are you ready to expand your horizons and take your practice to new heights? Join the Edge Partner Directory, where your expertise can shine and your services can transform lives. We are dedicated to creating a community of practitioners who are as curious and passionate as you are about guiding others on their journeys of self-discovery, healing, and growth. As a member of the Edge Partner Directory, you will connect with a network of like-minded practitioners who share your curiosity and passion for exploring the depths of human potential, and showcase your unique offerings to a diverse audience of seekers actively looking for transformative experiences here, there, and everywhere. Embrace your curiosity and take the next step in your practice's journey to becoming an Edge partner. Learn more at edgedirectory.net. Again, go to edgedirectory.net.
Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services.
Alrighty, everyone, here we are. Segment three with Tom Palladino, scalarlight.com. And we were just having an interesting chat in between segments here. Tom, you've actually already done some extraordinary work around the world, and you have some experiences that are absolutely in the realm of extraordinary. And I don't say that word lightly. So please share with us some of the work you've done around the globe.
Okay. A lot of the work we're doing is pro bono. I believe in giving back to society. I'm a humanitarian. So we've been working now for the past 6, 7, 8 years with HIV AIDS clinics around the world. I'm going to show the audience quickly. This is a report that has come to me from an HIV community in Tanzania. And I'm going to just show you some photographs of people who we've worked with by way of their photograph. All of these people at one time in their life were HIV positive. And after working with these people with this scalar energy instrument, none of these people have a viral load. So this report is on our website if you want to access it. Again, these are photographs from people at an HIV clinic in Tanzania. After working with these people, everybody reports that they're gaining weight, that they feel better, and nobody has a viral load for HIV. Now, I've never been to Tanzania. Obviously, I simply received their photographs by email. Now, nobody can prove this work because nobody has my instrument. But I'm asking the audience to go to our website. You can read this report from Tanzania. All of these people that I've just shown, their photographs, not one person is HIV positive anymore. And the only common denominator is everybody has submitted their photograph to us.
Well, we couldn't possibly, express on the air the the capacity of what we just heard and saw. But I will. I think a way. I have a question that came to me a few minutes ago, and that's, what is your sense of? You know, you were speaking about titans of industry and how it's really hard for people to wrap their minds around this in the capacity of, business or generally speaking, that way of thinking. So what's your sense of someone like Elon Musk? Like, this would be someone who's probably pretty aware of technology that exists and maybe even a lot of things that most people would have no idea exists already. What's your sense of someone like that who is in a position and who is positioning the future of technology? Do you have any sense of what he would do with something like this or if he knows about it?
I don't know if he knows about it, but let me say this in general. Anybody who's a humanitarian who wants to help the world, approach me. I'll work with you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is. I want to start a groundswell of support. This is a groundbreaking technology. It will take a grassroots effort. I welcome anybody. So that's a great question, whether it's Elon Musk or anybody else. We need to promulgate this. We need to continue on with the work of Tesla. And we do need, as a society, we need free energy. fossil fuels are just, they're not the answer. They're dangerous. They're expensive. They pollute. Why don't we work with free energy that is not a chemical, that does not pollute, that's unlimited in capacity?
So, Kelly, you know, as I was listening to Tom there, I was thinking about you. And, of course, you know, you have the Community for Higher Consciousness. You have this, you know, the Edge magazine, which, you know, is literally in physical form, expanding across the United States and certainly globally. What do you think about all of the extraordinary practitioners that you work with and that you highlight in your, you know, various communities? What's your sense of how the work you do and the work that, you know, anyone would do, whether they're a psychic medium or they're doing the Akashic Records or, you know, the thousands of modalities that exist, how do you see this type of technology impacting people that work within those modalities?
That's a great question. It's going back to what Tom said at the beginning about consciousness. And it's interesting what I'm seeing when you guys are talking, and I've been very quiet on the show because I've been really dialing in. And it's almost like it's this, we have our normal frequency, and there's like this almost like this parallel lane or bubble that's around it that all we have to do is just go and grab it and dial in and touch it, and it's there. And it's just we just didn't know to look over here and see it and grab it, and you go through that door and it's just available. And the more I'm learning about about consciousness and about the universe and about everything that, I mean, that we are divine spirits having this human experience. And it's so funny because it's so different than what we've been, the norms and the culture and what we've learned. But then it's just so natural. It feels just so right. I don't know if I'm giving this justice, but it just feels, it's like, duh, like, oh my gosh, why aren't we tapping into this? But then there are industry, and fossil fuels have a lot of, there's a lot tied to it, whether it is money, whether it is jobs, whether it is political, like whatever it may be. And to be able to come in with something that is free, that all we have to do is have your tool and capture it and amplify it and utilize it. Oh my gosh. Again, I just see it as like this parallel that we just, like this lane that we just need to jump into, of this magical road that it's there. It's been there the whole time. We just didn't know it was there. And we just need to, with beautiful guides like Tom, just kind of jump over there and explore it and play with it. And then it'll just open up so many doors.
Thank you. I'm going to intrigue your audience. Today in my laboratory, earlier today, I was working with 500,000 photographs. The photographs can be miniaturized. I would place 500,000 photographs inside the instrument and perform a germ cleanse on 500,000 people. Or I would balance the chakras of 500,000 people. So consider what I'm saying. One instrument can easily work with 1 million, 2 million photographs a day. This will save us so much effort. These instruments will do the work of people. Gone is the 40-hour work week. Scalar energy will replace manual labor. Scalar energy will solve our problems. We will not work 40 hours a week anymore. You do not have to work 40 hours a week. Scalar energy and robots will do the work for us.
So I have to ask the obvious question. What do we do with our time?
Yeah, that's a good point. We're going to live life to its fullest. We're enslaved. Let's just face it. The current social order, the current economic order has us enslaved. We're going to liberate ourselves. Any type of technology will liberate us. Let's just look at the machines, the technology we have today, right? You know, years ago, a century ago, so many people would have to be devoted to agriculture to grow food. Now that's vastly changed with automation, with farm machinery. Well, that's just one incidence that shows that technology, robots, instruments like this will do our work. We don't have to work in the future.
So I want to ask a practical question here. You've obviously physically created this technology that you're showing us today. What's your sense of expansion, duplication? How long does it take you to create this? Could robots do it? You know, if the world has the capacity to take this on, what are those next steps in terms of expansion?
I think it's going to take another 5 years to get this information out there, because right now it's suppressed. So we need a grassroots effort behind this. And once we have a collection of people, dedicated people, I want to have one central location where people can come and learn, or at least share their thoughts. Now, keep in mind, what I've just announced is going to be intimidating to the economic order. So I expect, if you will, a clash. I expect some type of friction in the future. Why? Because technology like this will make obsolete industry.
It will. And what do you, how do you combat that? How do you protect yourself from that? Because they have deep pockets.
Yeah, God will protect me.
Okay.
You know, I'm forecasting the future. And I'm not naive, and we're all adults here. What is on the horizon is a change in the social order, is a change in the economic order. Scalar energy, free energy, will change our economic order.
So is there anyone out there, Tom, that you look to, you know, whether it's, I don't know, Deepak Chopra or, Esther Hicks or someone out there that really has done in somewhat of a popular way, bringing in some of these new ideas and thoughts and influence. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anyone out there that you feel drawn to or attracted to that might help again, like you said, this grassroots movement to getting this out there?
Of course, yes. Outside of our cute little show.
Millions, billions of people. Everybody who prays, prayer is a scalar energy emanation. Every health coach, every person who advocates positive thinking, thoughts, brain waves are scalar waves. So this is common. Whether people realize it or not, that consciousness instrument behind me is a prayer instrument. It's positive affirmations. It's what I would call a health coach with a positive twist. All of this really starts working together hand in glove. It's a common denominator. Energy is a unifying field. We will be united under one energy. You cannot divide one. There's a unifying field. Scalar energy is a unifying field. There's one outcome. There's one possibility. Hence, there's no division in the future. Scalar energy will unite mankind.
I mean, okay. It's amazing, Tom. And I've only used amazing once in this show. You have offered this 15-day free Scalar Light sessions on your website, scalarlight.com. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect and experience with their 15-day experience with you.
Okay. So for 1 hour a day, when you register for the 15-day session, we illuminate your mind. Once again, if I can illuminate a light bulb, well, I illuminate your mind and your chakras for 1 hour a day. You'll feel it. You'll feel a surge of energy. Actually, some people say that they sleep a more meaningful sleep. Then for the second hour of a day, we eradicate bacteria. We eradicate viruses from the quantum field. And then the remaining, if you will, the remaining 22 hours a day, we work with nutrients. I download nutrients. This is folic acid. I download nutrients into your quantum field. I take photographs of nutrients, and the energy on the photograph is downloaded into your quantum plane. So I communicate vitamins with your quantum field. All of that is done for the balance of the day, the remaining 22 hours a day. That's the nutrient program. So for 24 hours a day, these instruments are operating. You're receiving quantum energy 24 hours a day.
And if somebody after the 15 days wants to work with you, say they might have a disease or they might have something, do you have different programs set up with people with different, let's just say, call them physical challenges or disease, yes, or ailments. And again, we know you're not a doctor, and we want to make sure that we do the definitely stay with your, have your team around you.
Yes, yes. That's a good point.
I just have to, a little again, disclaimer.
Yeah, I get it. Everything is information. And again, I don't work with the physical body. I work with your aura, your energetic field, your force field. That's a proper term. It's a force field.
Beautiful.
All of my work is non-physical.
Okay, well, you have 1 minute left and you have the floor. Tom, what do you want to leave our audience with?
A message of hope. Mm-hmm. A message of hope. This technology should change the world. It's free. It's from the sun and the stars. There's no pollution. There's never a drawback. Let me be blunt. Have you ever heard of anybody who had an allergic reaction from the stars? No. Are there any medical conditions caused by the stars? No. Did you ever get a headache from the stars? No. There's no biological consequence. I'm not working with human biology. I'm working with the aura or the force field. There's a gigantic difference. When you're working with the aura, the force field, it's quite different. It's a different branch of physics. And as long as you're working with light, light is perfect. Light never makes a mistake. Hence, this instrument will always have a profound and positive influence. There's no drawback.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I
give
think
it
that
a try.
Really,
be curious. Like, seriously, just sign up.
Yeah, it was a great invitation there, Tom. It was a pleasure to have you back on the show. I think there's been a number of very, very insightful, illuminating experiences that we've shared today. And again, everyone out there who's listening in, we do this show because we love opening doors. We love opening up new realms of possibility and opportunity. Tom, you've done that for us today. Thank you for being on our show. Please go to his website, scalarlight.com. This is our show with Tom Palladino. I'm Brian, that's Kelly. Have a wonderful day, everybody.